Bixen's ears pricked forward, and then he spoke in a gravelly Tagorian voice that was already deep and confident.
I don't think so, Master Skywalker. I know so.
He switched his gaze to Jaina.
I'll make you proud, Master Solo.
Not so fast, Jaina replied. Grandmaster Skywalker asked if you thought you were ready to become my apprentice. He didn't say he thought so. And I haven't said I think so either. Bixen looked from Jaina to the Sharnag, then back to Luke.
So my test was not successful?
To the contrary, Bixen, Luke said. It was very successful. We learned a great deal about your weaknesses.
Bixen's ears went flat against his head.
My weaknesses?
You lost your temper, Luke said.
But Jedi Dorvald wasn't part of the exercise,
Bixen objected.
You cheated.
And your enemies won't? Luke asked mildly. The greatest danger a Jedi faces is not injury or death, or even failure. It's what he feels inside. His pride, his fear, his anger. His emotions are what feed the dark side.
Jaina nodded in agreement.
You have great potential, Bixen, she said. Too much. We can't train you only to have you turn to the dark side and become our greatest enemy.
Bixen's jaw fell, and he looked from Jaina to the rest of the masters, finding only stern, unreadable faces. His fur bristled, and he turned to Luke with disbelief in his eyes.
Then you're dismissing me?
Luke continued to watch the Tagorian in silence, waiting to see how the stunned candidate would react. Whether he would burst into an angry diatribe, or beg for another chance, or simply spin on his heel and storm off. When Bixen awaited an answer without doing any of these, Luke said,
We're not ready to advance you. But whether you leave or start again depends on you.
Start again?
Bixen asked.
As though you had just arrived at the academy, Luke confirmed. Whatever you did not learn before, you must learn now. We won't give you a third chance.
Bixen dropped his gaze.
Of course,
he said, not even hesitating.
If that is what you wish.
No, Bixen, Jaina said. If that is what you wish. Do you truly want to do this? To start over from the beginning? Think hard.
Bixen furrowed his bushy brows and stared at Jaina for a long time. And Luke had the impression that the Tagorian was looking for the trick in her question, as though his entire future hung on his ability to avoid a verbal trap. But finally, a gleam of understanding came to his eyes, and his expression began to soften. He let out a long breath, then said,
I understand. I have too much pride.
That's right, Luke said. And your pride is the great weakness in your defenses.
I agree.
Bixen flipped his lightsaber around and offered the hilt to Luke.
And I want to start over.
Good.
Luke took the lightsaber.
This will be returned when you are ready. Now take the Sharn's egg back to its nest, then report to the quartermaster droid for reassignment to a berth in the novice barracks.
Bixen accepted the egg from Cam, then took his leave with a formal bow. But before he started back into the forest, he made a detour to check on the two apprentices he had put out of action. Luke began to feel more confident about the Tagorian's chances. Just then, the sniper instructor who had been firing stun bolts at Bixen arrived. Jagged Fell, a tall, fit man with a white streak and otherwise dark hair. Jag was a former Imperial head of state, a superb pilot, a lifelong military man, and Jaina Solo's husband. Although not a Jedi himself, he had developed compensating strategies that had turned him into the Jedi Order's finest commando leader.